AM 560, The Answer. From the local youth hockey rink to the ultimate stage of professional ice hockey arenas, you are on the air with In the Crease and your host, Kenny McCutcheon, professional ice hockey skating and skills coach, bringing you into the arena and into the world of ice hockey. Brought to you by Coco 5, hydration and performance powered by all-natural coconut water and Garden Fresh Market, the world's best produce delivered fresh to their stores 7 days a week. And now, In the Crease. With your host, Kenny McCutcheon.
You are on the air and in the crease with your host, Kenny McCutcheon, the skating and skills coach for the Chicago Wolves Hockey Club. This part of In the Crease is sponsored in part by Rosemont. It's all here. Tickets are on sale now for the new Kids on the Block, May 23rd and 24th at the Allstate Arena. For more things to do, visit rosemont.com. For tonight's show, my guest was a past goaltender for the Quebec Nordiques, Washington Capitals, the Buffalo Sabres. He is also the author of a book called A Matter of Inches. I want to welcome my guest, Clint Malarchuk, to In the Crease. Hello, Clint.
Hi, Kenny. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you being here. What a book. You just recently wrote this. This book really lays out your life. How difficult was this for you to do?
Well, Ken, I tell you, it's probably the hardest thing I ever had to do in my life. And the co-author, Dan Robson, has to have a lot of credit in that, because I thought I'd tell my story and, you know, blah, blah, and that'd be it. But what made the book, I guess, so impactful was Dan would ask me, well, what were you thinking and what were you feeling at the time? And so I had to go into a lot deeper and back to those deep, dark places. So, you know, it brought up a lot of old emotion. So it became a very hard project. And you know, I quit a few times and thought I couldn't do it. It's just too hard and too hard on me. But I always came back. And since the book is, you know, was out and published and all the rest of it, I've been kind of on almost a cloud nine, because I knew the book would help people, but I really didn't know it would impact the way it has. And I have to just credit going to those deep, dark places like I did for that.
You have tremendous admiration for your mother. You dedicated this book to her and also your wife, Joni.
Well, you know, when we do book signings, if people have read the book and they're just coming to get it signed, they always want their wife, Joni, to sign the book.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, because, you know,
she played a big part.
Oh, man. I mean, the courage and the strength and fortitude that she, you know, everything she went through with me and stood by me. I mean, there, you know, I detail how angry and mean and you know, just abusive verbally and lashing out and all this PTSD stuff that just affects people like that. She hung in there, and, you know, it wasn't easy by any means. So I give her a lot of credit for where I'm at today and how I've conquered all these demons. And, you know, she was there with me, and a victim, just as other people are victim if they don't struggle with mental illness. If you're living with somebody that does, it affects the family.
Clint, page one of the book with the chapter called A Crazy Game. It's very gripping right from the get-go. I mean, it reminded me of the beginning part of Saving Private Ryan. What a start of the book.
Well, you know, again, I got to credit Dan Robson, who helped me with the book, because he had the way, and that he could really catch my mood, my atmosphere, you know, everything that I was talking about and going into. He was able to capture that and put it, you know, in, you know, word form. And, you know, he was very, very good at that. You know, again, I just told everything that, you know, what was going on in my life, what happened. And he was good at capturing the real feeling, because in a compassionate way, he was able to, you know, say, okay, you know, what were you thinking and what was going on? And there was many tears shed, and he was able to push me, but back off. He was very good about it, compassionate. And, you know, we ended up being good friends through the process, and, you know, he was great.
I'm sure he had to be on your side in every way, even when you had your ups and downs during the writing.
Oh, for sure. He was great. I mean, I think that's how we became such good friends. When you go through, you know, experiences like that that are, you know, somewhat, you know, tragic in detail and that you're sharing it with somebody, you become bonded, I think.
For sure. Clint, you were only in elementary school and you were hospitalized very young when no one even knew, not even you, what was going on. That's early torment.
Well, yeah, you know, I didn't have the greatest family life. And you know, I know I even hate talking about my childhood because, you know, I think more people can relate to a tough childhood than that can't. It's to what degree, I guess, you know, you go through things as a kid or with your family. My dad was an alcoholic and caused a lot of turmoil, and I think that had some something to do with my anxiety and things that happened. But I certainly know, looking back, that I was predisposed to mental illness because it started so young in my life.
And that was basically OCD at that time. Is that correct?
I would say OCD and anxiety. You know, I had severe anxiety as a kid.
Well, talking about being hospitalized, the thing that I kind of had a little snicker at is that they let you go out of the hospital to go play hockey.
I think they realized, you know, doctors and nurses and practitioners, they all realized that the hockey was my one safe place. It was my outlet. It was basically kind of what I lived for. And with everything that I was battling on the ice, I was free. And I didn't have the obsessions and the OCD and the anxiety. And so I think they realized that that was a big part of my therapy. And, you know, moving forward and getting past the other stuff, hockey was a big part of my life. It was everything, really.
You were training much harder than most kids your age, even in your early teens. Do you think that was part of your OCD?
Oh, for sure. For sure, because I credit my OCD for, you know, I wasn't the most talented goalie in the world. And you know, fact being, my brother was a goalie. He was older than me, and we had a lot of the same coaches. And he had that God-given talent. Like, he was really, really, he was drafted and that. And he even admits if he had a little bit of that OCD, he probably would have made it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with my lack of talent or not lack of, but, you know, not as talented, I was able to surpass other goalies even as a kid because of my regimen. You know, even as a kid, I was doing an off-ice workout at 12 years old, you know, and it was strict and it was regimented and it was very structured. And that's not something usually kids at that age are doing. They're playing and having fun and not thinking about the off-ice stuff that might help them down the road.
And the crazy thing is you didn't have a strength and fitness coach telling you what to do. Your program was your program.
Yeah, there was a book Jacques Plante had written called Goaltending, and he had a series of goaltending-type off-ice exercises, but it was real cutting edge back then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Basically push-ups, sit-ups, a few dumbbell things, movements, and kind of like shadow boxing. And you know, and I followed it, and I ran up and down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the ranch, I was carrying 5-gallon, 10-gallon milk bucket full and doing shrugs and, you know, stuff like that.
You enjoyed watching Bernie Parent, and you're also a big fan of Glenn Hull. How come?
Well, you know, Bernie Parent, it was the Broad Street Bullies back then, and they, you know, they won a cup and a couple cups, and, you know, Bernie Parent was the epitome for that stand-up, play the angles goalie, and back then, that's how we were. I mean, even if you made a save, but you went down to do it, you might get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you go down? I mean, and that's the way the game was played, so I really admire him. Glenn Hull was the, I met him, he was kind of before,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was still a young kid, so, you know, I read about him and how he, you know, threw up before every game and how he must have really been, you know, dedicated to that and felt the pressure, and I could kind of relate to that. And later on, I got to meet him, you know, and he was just such a gentleman, a great man. And actually, he gave me a phone call, I don't know, a couple months ago out of the blue. And that was, you know, even at my age of 54, I felt like a kid, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Getting a call from your idol.
No, that's terrific. Tell me quickly about when you were playing for Washington, you were able to work with the great Tretiak. You went to his camp, and I believe even minor hockey players were throughout that school. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's kind of a humorous story, but it was kind of to give an example of how OCD did push me. I heard, you know, he was the great Vladislav Tretiak, and for me, you know, I was 27 years old playing in the NHL, and so I reached out and found out about the hockey school he was doing in Montreal, and, you know, I asked the team to pay my way because it was, you know, back then they would do it in a heartbeat.
Yep.
But they said, no, that's, you know, that's on you. And it didn't matter. I paid my own way. And I was on the ice with kids, you know, it was a hockey school. And it was great because I got to work with Tretiak a little bit privately too. And we went for lunch and we went for dinner and I got to pick his brain. And we did some off ice things that, you know, the Russians were doing back then. So it was really cool for me. But, you know, the point with, I guess the humorous part is I was at a hockey school with kids and I'm in the NHL.
Clint, we will be right back in a few moments.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic on the inbound Dan Ryan. We still have construction delays from 87th up to 71st. It's about 20 minutes up to downtown from 95th. Inbound on I-57, traffic type from 119th to 115th. Outbound on the Bishop Ford, we still have a crash after 115th blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is heavy from 111th. On the CTA Yellow Line, service has been suspended due to a track issue. Shuttle buses are available. In Lake Zurich, there's a crash at Route 12 and Cuba. In Wadsworth, Green Bay Road is blocked in both directions at Route 173. In Elgin, there's an accident at the 200 block of Moseley. Chicago weather currently 78 degrees and mostly cloudy. Overnight, the low 66. Tomorrow, the high 79 and partly sunny. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Sean Hannity believes the Obamas know the legacy they'll leave.
I think the Obamas know the numbers that I know. I think they realize 93 million Americans are out of the labor force, a record.
I think they realize they've added nearly 20 million Americans to welfare and food stamps.
I think they realize that in terms of foreign policy, this president's in way over his head. I think they understand they have accumulated as much debt as every president before them combined, and that is a bad legacy.
The Sean Hannity Show, afternoons at 2, right before Joe Walsh at 5, on AM 560. The Answer.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5. All-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. At deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
The Johnson family had a savings account until their air conditioner died. The Martins had a vacation fund before their water heater quit. The Baileys have no savings, and their refrigerator just broke. The truth is, it can only take one home system or appliance repair to break your piggy bank. But buying a home warranty from American Home Shield can protect you against unexpected covered costs. For valuable free information, go to ahs.com or call 1-800-941-5549. Why pour money into repairs when American Home Shield will help pay covered repairs for you? Your air conditioner, plumbing, oven, refrigerator, water heater, and more. Service requests are subject to a service fee for each trade call. Some exclusions and limitations apply. The choice is yours. Pay for expensive home system and appliance repairs, or let AHS help pay covered repairs for you. If you want to avoid being hit hard by unexpected breakdowns, go to AHS.com for valuable free information, including terms, rates, and coverage. That's AHS.com or call 1-800-941-5549.
AM 560, The Answer.
We are back in the crease with your host, Kenny McCudden. This portion of our program is brought to you by one of my favorite drinks called Coco 5, all-natural coconut water developed by a team of professional NHL sports medicine experts. Coco 5 is your healthy drink alternative. We are back with Clint Malarchuk. And Clint, we were the last segment, we were talking about your playing career. You said you played with a phenomenal player by the name of Michel Goulet. What made him so good?
Well, first of all, he was so skilled that he could skate. I mean, he just could fly. And, you know, he was a goal scorer. I mean, he in practice, he was so hard to stop. And you know, just with his overall skill, but that speed that he had, you know, he's just such a great skater that, you know, he was able, you know, to have a great career and a long career because of his ability to skate. And again, he could score.
And you don't score 548 goals by luck.
No.
That's the truth. I want to talk about the All-Star game that was not played in 1987, but two games against the Russians were played in the Rendezvous Series. That was some of the best hockey I'd ever witnessed. It was a team that was assembled that was second to none. You were chosen to play Nets throughout those two games. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, really, I think I was the beneficiary of fan balloting. It was the first year of fan balloting, and they stuffed the boxes because it was Quebec hosted the All-Star tournament. And but it was so great. I mean, I got to be with all the greats, Gretzky, Lemieux, Goulet, Stastny, you know, and not only that, you had Grant Fuhr and Ron Hextall there, and I could carry their skates around for them if they wanted. So.
I love how you put it with Lemieux and Gretzky. You said they were the elite of the all-time elite.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, as good as Crosby is, I don't know that he's still in that. And this is just my opinion, as great as he is. And he's a great player, but... I don't know that Gretzky, Lemieux, man, those two guys were special, you know, and of course, you know, you could even go back to Bobby, Orr and you know, Gordie Howe, and, you know, that's going back, you know, another generation or so. And so it's all debatable, obviously, but in my time, those guys were untouchable.
Clint, in 1989, we're going to go to an incident in Buffalo where it was a typical hockey play, a collision with your defenseman and a St. Louis forward driving the net, play from out of the corner on your right-hand side. You're going from the right post towards the center of the net, and there's a collision that changed your life. Tell me about it.
Well, you know, that's the claim to fame for me, really. I mean, I was an average goalie that probably had an average career, and everybody remembers me. And it's not because of my average numbers. It's because of that incident where, you know, you almost die, you know, in front of everybody and TV audience and everything. And for me, you know, just the horror of almost dying and not realizing that there is a, you know, trauma that went into that. I thought, okay, it happened. I get back and I go. And I learned later in life that trauma can set off a number of things. If I was predisposed to mental illness, which I was, the trauma certainly made it come out in explosive form.
And you came back 10 days later, which I know you're proud of. I don't think that would be allowed today.
No. And you know, back then, counseling wasn't offered, and I never thought of it either. My mindset was, okay, it happened. You get back. Don't let fear, don't let, you know, ruminate about it. The sooner you get back, the sooner you're going to be over this trauma. And right or wrong, you know, I should have probably had counseling. And you know, it just that mindset of getting back. And I am proud of that fact. And in fact, it hindered me later on in life when they were trying to say, hey, you have PTSD because of that. I was like, no, I came back. I was the man, you know, I was tough. And I was in denial of any PTSD. I accepted, you know, depression, anxiety, and OCD, but the PTSD, I didn't want to accept because it was almost saying I was weak.
So basically that was your decision to come back that early.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I was told, hey, take the season off. You know, you didn't even think about retiring, things like that. That wasn't an option at all. I thought the sooner the better. Get back in there.
And, Clint, the OCD and the depression, it got slightly magnified after that injury. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize it because it's quick but gradual, if that makes sense. It happens, but you don't realize that the these things are happening as much as they are, because you've already dealt with them to a certain degree. You just think, okay, I'm just going through a tough time here. But, you know, when you look back on your life and you kind of put things in perspective, within 2 years of that that injury, I became excessively depressed, like very depressed and anxious. And I was having terrible nightmares, just waking straight up in bed. I was also, the OCD was where I couldn't leave the house. So yeah, it was, it got way worse.
And when you see that play today, watching a game on television today, I mean, we see it often. I mean, we'll even see it forwards driving the net with skates up at times. I mean, obviously announcers and other players are very critical on those players for doing that, but it happens an awful lot. You got to cringe at that.
I do cringe. I do. And there's a lot of times they'll show a play in slow motion and people might be looking at the stick and the puck, and I'm looking at the guy diving on the ice or falling in the skate, you know, coming very close to the, you know, the neck or the head area. I do cringe for sure.
Words like anxiety, depression, living on the edge, nightmares, how could you even stop the puck after all that?
Well, yeah, you know, I used to think I can't come out with this. I'm struggling because they'll think I'm mentally weak. Now, of course, I know it's a sickness or a disorder, and it's you're sick, you're not weak. And I look back and go, wow, I must have been pretty mentally tough because I was dealing with mental illness. With the things you just listed and pressures of being an NHL goalie. So it was a tough time for me for sure. And, you know, I'm glad that we've come as far as we have as a society and the sports culture, everything taking care of people and players, you know, better than we ever have.
Clint, your chemical imbalance is a lack of serotonin in the brain. How often does medicine have to be adjusted for you to feel well?
Well, you know, I made a mistake and just stayed on my medicine for 12, 14 years without really checking in with the doctor. And now I know I need to keep it monitored. And you know, it doesn't have to be adjusted very much or very often for that matter. But I do have to keep my balance. And, you know, I have a routine, a daily routine that I have to do. I have to work out. I have to meditate. I have to... I'm part of a 12-step program. I, you know, there's certain things that that I've learned, and I have to do my part as well, you know, with those things.
Clint, a major reason why I personally wanted to do this show, I lived in a house with my mother having depression severely. She would go weeks in her room, not coming out. Doctors back then in the 60s and 70s had no idea how to treat her. Yeah. It was awful, and... I mean, I can actually remember doctors telling my father to tell my mother to have a drink. Can you imagine that?
Oh yeah, and that's a great segue for my self-medication, my alcoholism, because I did self-medicate, and there's a lot of people that do, you know, self-medicate because you know you feel like you're going crazy. And you know, really, it's easy to see how people you know turn to that because. You know, for me, if my anxiety was so bad, if I had a couple of drinks, it would calm me down. And same with depression, it would lift me up, a couple of drinks. And with the OCD, it modified, you know, it just...
But you have a depressant in the drink itself.
Yeah, but that didn't work for me that way. And there's a lot of people that'll tell you alcohol has the opposite. It's the after, it would be the breath of, you know... If you're hungover or whatever, but at the time, it was a pick-me-up.
And it wasn't just a few drinks. It was a case of beer.
Well, you know, that's the problem with alcoholism or self-medicating of any kind like that is, you know, it works, and then you have to you raise the bar higher, and you have to drink more to get the same effect. And but pretty soon, it doesn't even work, and you get to the point of, you know, the only thing that it would do is make you pass out, and that's not good either. So you develop alcoholism over self-medicating because of mental illness.
Yeah, Clint, working with pro players as I do on an everyday basis throughout the year, I see a lot of kids struggling and that type of thing, and I do want to talk about that throughout the show, but I still don't feel the counseling is there properly. I feel that these players are afraid to reach out, whether it's to their coaches or to a psychologist, but we'll talk about that at some point throughout this program. We will be back with Clint Malarchuk and his book called A Matter of Inches after this break.
360 wants to say thank you to all the great business benefactors and sponsors who are helping to make possible our annual golf outing, presented by the Mutual Fund Store at the Bolingbrook Golf Club on June 11th. Proceeds from this event will benefit Operation Support Our Troops America. This event is also sponsored in part by Fox River Periodontics, American Embroidery and Screen Printing, Automated Systems, Frank O. Carlson and Company, Dependable Construction Company, Chicago Communications, and by Precision Payroll of America.
Fox News Radio, I'm Gary Baumgarten. 9 people dead, 18 wounded as rival motorcycle gang members start firing guns at one another in Waco, Texas. This woman barely escaped being shot.
The Bandito gang members always think they do whatever they want to people, want to pull guns out and start shooting people. That's what they did in there. Nobody was doing anything, and they want to start shooting people. They don't leave people alone. I don't know what the problem is.
A police spokesman says this is the worst crime scene he's ever seen. A huge loss on the battlefield for Iraq. ISIS gains control of Ramadi, the capital of Anbar province.
Around 500 people are reported to have been killed in the fighting so far. Thousands are trying to flee. It's not the first place in Anbar to have come under attack, but it is the most significant. Officials say there'll be a push to regain ground over the coming days.
Sky News reporter Hind Hassan, Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. Good news on the outbound Bishop 4. An IDOT crews cleared a crash after 115th that was blocking the two left lanes. Delays have cleared from 111th. Inbound Dan Ryan, we have construction delays from 87th up to Marquette. It's about 22 minutes going to downtown from 95th. Inbound on I-57, it's also got tight spots from 119th up to Halstead. In Lake Zurich, there's a crash at Route 12 and Cuba. In Wadsworth, Green Bay Road remains blocked in both directions south of Route 173. There's police activity on the northwest side at Berwyn and Austin, and police on scene on the southwest side at 63rd and Washtenaw. Chicago weather currently 76 degrees and mostly cloudy. Overnight, the low 66. Tomorrow, the high 79 and partly sunny. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection. Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at gardenfreshmarket.com.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. At deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
According to Forbes magazine, Saudi Arabia's Prince Al Walid, with over $21 billion, is the 35th richest person in the world. Being a Saudi prince, you just naturally assume he inherited his money, which I'm sure is partly true. However, he made a lot of his money by investing in banking and financial services, hotels and hotel management companies, mass media, entertainment, retail, agriculture, petrochemicals, aviation technology, and real estate all over the world. He's making money off about anything people buy anywhere. You may not be a Saudi prince, but you can make money on about anything people buy almost anywhere by getting your free blue card. The Blue Card is a loyalty rewards card that not only gets you discounts on purchases, but up to 5% cash back on what you buy. If you refer someone to the Blue Card, you could earn money on what they buy. And if you refer the Blue Card to a business, you could earn on the purchases of anyone who uses the Blue Card in their store or almost anywhere.
To get your free Blue Card, go to BlueCardShopping.com. That's BlueCardShopping.com. BlueCardShopping.com.
AM 560, The Answer.
We have returned to In the Crease, a hockey radio show about the past and tradition with the great sport of ice hockey. I am Kenny McCudden with my guest, Clint Malarchuk. Clint, we're talking about depression. We're talking about anxiety. We're talking about your book. You say there's so much pain and mental illness when you were not treated with the proper medicine. Is that what led you to alcohol abuse?
Well, no, I think alcohol abuse even started before I was diagnosed, because you're not feeling good, and if you have a few drinks, all of a sudden you feel good, even if it's temporary and counterproductive in the long run. I think later on, frustration when you're going through. Back then, it was we're further ahead on our medications and stuff, so there was a lot of trial and error. So yeah. I think that eventually, the frustration, so you start drinking, and it's a tough process for sure.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that could be a lot of peer pressure too. As I left the last segment talking about pro players, whether they're at the American Hockey League level or the NHL level, we all know the boys like to have fun and go out for a few beers, but sometimes those few beers are a little too much.
Well, especially you don't know people's background and their chemistry. It's proven we all have different reactions to alcohol, and some people drink and it's just not that great, and other people drink and it's like, wow, this is a feeling I'd like to replicate again and again. So obviously that's predisposed probably to becoming an alcoholic.
And I see so much of it being swept under the carpet. If a player is completely out of it, not showing up for practice and that type of thing, that's a different situation. But if a player hides it well, I think it gets swept under the carpet.
And obviously you're going to hide those type of behaviors, whether you're out with the boys and you have more than the rest of the boys, whatever, you're going to try to next day act like it was no big deal and there's no problem here or anything like that. I know with the Ontario Hockey Association, they have now started it's more towards mental health, and they've educated players, coaches, staff members, and they have mental health coaches appointed to every team in the OHL, and that's a great step. I think that if there was something like that when I was playing junior hockey, that would have been a big help for me to reach out and maybe talk to somebody. And I'm not just talking about the alcohol. I back then I didn't even drink. It was the mental health part.
And to have those programs, they are definitely, these leagues are definitely seeing a problem where they have to help these kids.
Well, yeah. And, the pressure on these kids is immense. They're trying to become to get to the NHL and to get drafted, and the pressure in society on people, it happens younger and younger. Kids are trying to make decisions on colleges and that, and they don't even know what they want to be yet, and pressure, that's just the way society is now. So I think we have to counter that with programs to help people in society and in sports.
And Clint, we're reading all too often about athletes from all sport taking their life during their career or after. Are the leagues doing enough to educate these players? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think society and sports is really starting to do more. I mean, we're far behind, but progress, we have to get after it. I think Dan Carcillo recently came out with a great message about losing his buddy
Steve Monador. Yep.
And you know, these things are so, you know, so important, just opening up the conversation. And, you know, in sports, I think it's very, very important to be the front runner because people look up to athletes, and sports is, you know, it's huge in our culture.
Yeah, Clint, if you could help a struggling athlete in some way or another, how would you counsel them about mental illness if you had to recognize those traits?
Well, first of all, it's imperative that they realize it's not a weakness, that it's a sickness or a disorder. And there is help, and there is counseling, there's medication, there's all sorts of avenues. And once a person realizes that it's not a mental weakness, it's really, for me, it's a chemical imbalance. So is mm-hmm. diabetes. So what's the real difference? I mean, it's as much physical as anything, you know, it really is. So I think once people get that through their head, that it's not a weakness, it's a sickness or a disorder, and there's something that you can do to help it, they're on the way to recovery real quick.
Yeah, I've known many people that have battled with mental illness. What so many had in common, Clint, was they didn't speak about it, and it was not known at the time that they had it. I found that is a problem in itself.
Well, for me, I know once I got on medication and got, feeling right, my chemical imbalance was in balance, I actually went, wow, this is what it feels like to feel normal. Mm. So going through life and everything, I really sensed that I wasn't normal, especially as a kid. I didn't feel like a normal kid. And as an adult, I wasn't sure. I thought, well, do those other guys on the team, do they feel this? I think I'm worse, those things. So, yeah, you don't even know that you're sick, really. And recognizing the symptoms of mental illness and being aware of it, it's imperative.
Yeah. You've been listening to In the Crease. Stay tuned with Kenny McCudden and Clint Malarchuk after these messages.
Get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. On the CTA Yellow Line, service has been suspended due to a track condition. Shuttle buses are now available. On the inbound Kennedy, traffic heavy from Chicago going to the Circle. It's about 32 minutes to downtown from O'Hare. Inbound on the Eisenhower, it's tight from Racine to the Circle. It's 19 minutes going to downtown from Mannheim. The inbound Stevenson Ramp to the inbound Dan Ryan is heavy. Inbound Dan Ryan has construction delays from 95th up to 83rd. It's about 21 minutes to downtown from 95th. Outbound Bishop Ford, report of an accident after 115th, and we are seeing delays building outbound on the Bishop Ford. In Elgin, there's a crash at State and Kimball. On the northwest side, police activity at Addison and Albany. Chicago weather, currently 78 degrees and mostly cloudy. Tonight, the low 66, tomorrow the high 79 and partly sunny. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often, you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection? Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand-named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at GardenFreshMarket.com.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. deductions. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
AM 560, The Answer.
We are back with another period of In the Crease Hockey Radio. This part of our show is brought to you by Garden Fresh Market. Choose from thousands of items that include your favorite name brands and the freshest hand-picked produce. Visit your local Garden Fresh Market and find out why Fresh is their middle name. Clint Malarchuk is my guest tonight, and he has written a book called A Matter of Inches, a story of how he survived in the crease and beyond. Clint, what type of response have you had with the book?
Well, I mentioned how difficult the book was to write and how I quit the project a few times and, you know, ultimately finished it. But I'm so glad now that I did because of feedback. You know, just people reaching out that have read the book and they're thanking me for writing it. They don't feel alone. They're going to get help or, you know, a number of reasons, you know, that they've reached out. And, you know, players that are still playing. Some very prominent names, and it's just been overwhelming for me. And I'm just so grateful that I did do the project, finish the book, and that people are reading it.
Clint, to have your life spiral out of control, you know, was it anxiety, stress, OCD, PTSD, depression, and the thought of suicide all combined?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, at different times of my life, one of those disorders may be more magnified than the other. And, you know, I just kind of went the gamut of all these disorders, and they're all very well linked. You know, whether it's depression or OCD, a lot of people can relate to, you know, overwhelming anxiety at one point and depression at another. So, yeah, my life has been a combination of all of them at different times.
Is it fair to say that throughout your stages that you had built up an awful lot of rage? I mean, that's what I got out of the book. It seemed like you wanted to put up the fists an awful lot.
I think so. And you know, now working with other people in military and veterans with PTSD, and they talk about this anger. And for me, that's been, you know, very therapeutic. This has been a since the book has come out and I'm out speaking and touring in different settings for me as well as for them to hear me speak, I'm sure, as you know, they say this anger, where does it come from? And I'm like, yeah, I get it. I was so full of anger and fear and rage and all these things, and that's definitely a lot of the PTSD, you know, it affects us in so many different ways and on so many different levels that, you know, I can't believe these guys, the mentally tough, the physically tough mm-hmm. warriors that go to war and they come back so injured mentally that, you know, not to mention physically, but that just can be a good message to people. It doesn't matter how tough you are. You know, mental illness, it's a sickness and it's a disorder. It's not a weakness.
When I read the pages about your attempt in shooting yourself in 2008, I felt anxiety. I had to put the book down often. How difficult was that part to relive and put into your writings?
Well, you know, I mentioned at the end of the book, too, that I relapsed into alcohol again because it was so difficult to describe and to write the whole story. But again, you know, I went pretty deep and the book is described as raw. And had I only went halfway into a lot of these things, I would only have reached people halfway, maybe depressed or PTSD. You know, there's different degrees of everything. And I went all the way. So it seems to be, you know, something people that they can relate to if they've been there or are in that deep, dark place.
As you said earlier, your wife stood by you, Joni stood by you at your worst times. Tell me about her going to the Betty Ford Center just to be able to cope and handle your problems.
Well, what she realized, she went to a family seminar or course there. It was 5 days, and I was in treatment at a different facility, and, you know, that was recommended. She went there, And before that, she had no background on you know, alcoholism. You know, and here she was trying to deal with and live with somebody that was full blown in both categories. And you know, they shared there, and people were going around, well, my husband or my significant other or my, you know, there could be a kid. They lashed out at me. They were mean. They said this, they did that. And Joni was like sitting there going, Clint said that. Clint did that. Clint said, he's not even the original.
Yeah.
So it was, she learned that it was not really, it wasn't Clint. It was the illness that was acting out and doing all these things. And for her to learn that and realize that other people are going through it, but also that it is the illness and not really the person, because she knew a pretty good guy at one point, and that's why she hung in there and stayed with her. It was reassuring to hear that, you know, that these things are part of the illness, and that's not a tough disease to live with if you're a significant other. And that's why, you know, she's so popular with people that have read the book, because they're in the same shoes, and it gives them hope and courage to go forward with somebody, living with somebody like me.
Yeah, you talk about in the book that you were a cowboy throughout your whole life, tough hockey player, the whole bit. She was very courageous. When you read page after page, she was very courageous to hang in there in every single way, and it's amazing what she had to go through.
It is, and it wasn't easy by any means, but she, you know, she had help, and there was support. There was education that made it easier and made it, you know, that we could go through and come out the other side. And, you know, it's important to state that today we live a great life. We're happy. We have a great marriage. And, you know, that stuff is behind us. And we're on a mission, you know, to tell our stories, both her and I, and to help people.
And I think that's so awesome that you did stick in there together. And friends and family, as we know, are huge blessing in every way, and I know that those friends mean an awful lot to you. You have been listening to Clint Malarchuk's powerful story, Within the Crease. We will be returning in a few minutes. Stay tuned.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. A deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
In 2002, a National Sleep Foundation poll found that 63% of women experience symptoms of insomnia at least a few nights per week. In my opinion, a major reason for insomnia is the Blue Card. It's a shopping and loyalty card, and it's free. That's right, free. No charge, nada. Next, you can receive up to 5% cash back on purchases. Most cards only offer 2% at most. No wonder girls can't sleep. With the Blue Card, you can also get shopping points that you could use for online purchases. So it's cash back and shopping points. Am I keeping you awake? If you refer the Blue Card to someone, you could even earn money on their purchases. No, I'm serious. It's true. But it gets better. If you share the Blue Card with a merchant, you could earn on the purchases of everyone who uses the Blue Card at their store, too. There's no way you're going to get any sleep until you get your own free Blue Card.
To get your free Blue Card, go to BlueCardShopping.com. That's BlueCardShopping.com. BlueCardShopping.com.
AM 560, The Answer.
We are back Within the Crease, your hockey radio show here on Sunday night on AM 560, The Answer. This part of In the Crease is sponsored in part by Rosemont. It's all here. Tickets are on sale now for the New Kids on the Block, May 23rd and 24th at the Allstate Arena. For more things to do, visit Rosemont.com. I am Kenny McCutton with my guest Clint Malarchuk, telling his brave story about his life and battle with mental illness. Clint, where do you stand today with everyday life?
Well, you know, I'm doing great. You know, I have to take my medication, obviously, and that keeps me balanced, obviously, with the chemical imbalance. And, you know, I do my program as far as, you know, I have to do my part on keeping track of, you know, my emotions and my thoughts and any triggers and things like that. I meditate, I work out, I do things that that keep me in balance every day. And, my wife and I are really active in the mental health community or nationwide, actually North America, and just trying to, you know, help people, inspire people, tell them that, hey, you know what? Because we were at the bottom. I mean, our marriage wasn't going to last. You know, I had attempted suicide. There was all these issues surrounding our life, and we came through on the other side. So for us now, and it's therapy for me, really. Yeah. It is to reach out and help people. It keeps me motivated. It keeps me, you know, it's like a support. I support them, and people support me, and it's a great life right now.
Seems like you cherish your horses and your ranch. Is that your little getaway?
Well, yeah, you know, I have my horses and goats and dogs and all the rest of it. And animals are therapeutic to me. Something about being around them, it's calming, and that helps me. I'm a certified horse dentist and chiropractor, so I make a living with animals and helping animals. So, yeah, it's all good, and it's all therapeutic.
Clint, I enjoyed reading about your philosophy on teaching goalies and your relationship with goalies like Roberto Luongo. Are you still trying to get back into the pro game?
No, not right now. I mean, if somebody, you know, called me, I'd certainly, because I love coaching. I love hockey. It's in my blood, obviously. And but I'm not actively looking right now because of where I'm at with helping people with mental illness. And I really want to do that as long as I can. But, you know, I'm not closing the door by any means to getting back and coaching again.
Are you getting on the ice with minor players at all, like, for instance, with summer camps?
Yeah, I do. I do. My wife teaches figure skating and power skating, so she's works with a lot of kids. And I go up and give lessons as well whenever asked. And I do a goalie camp in August up at Lake Tahoe. And,
not a bad place to be.
Yeah, not a bad place to be. I live in the valley below Lake Tahoe, so it's not bad at all. It's a short trip up there, and I enjoy it. Right now I feel like I'm giving back on both ends, hockey with the kids and trying to help others struggling with mental illness and alcoholism.
I was just going to say that. I think it's probably the closest you can get to the game is when you're working with the kids on the ice, teaching them and being with them. At least I feel that way.
Yeah, and the kids that are out there, they want to be out there, and they're sponges, and they look up to you, and, you know, it's such a fun experience for the kids and for me.
Clint, do you have anything coming up as far as more tours with the books or anything like that, talking about the issues itself?
Well, I do. I'm all over the place. You know, at least a couple times a month I'm speaking somewhere, and sometimes there's a book signing combined with it. But it's kind of busy with the travel, but and my life here on the ranch and working with horses. But it's what I do now, and I'm loving it.
Clint, I'd like to thank you very much for being on this program, for sharing your courageous story. It was very powerful. Thank you very much for being here.
Oh, Ken, my pleasure. You're a great host and great interviewer. Thank you.
This show is not complete unless my producer, Debbie Schreiner, is passing me the puck all night. Thank you, Debbie. I am Kenny McCutton, and you can find me at icecompanyhockey.net. We will return to In the Crease next Sunday at 11 p.m. Keep your head up, and good night.
Most grocery stores lack that.